Good morning, followers. This is Voice Passion, and here I am again, Mawana Tolosa, to give you knowledge about learning to become a better student. Together with me is our researcher, Ms. Kiara Tooy, to give you facts and trivia about our topic for today. And as part of our program, let us welcome our guest for today. She's from Holy Angel University, Ms. Chrissy Manabat. Good morning, Ms. Chrissy.
Good morning, Ms. Mawana, and also to our listeners.
Okay, before we start, what idea popped into your mind when we talk about learning to become a better student?
When I was a kid, I thought that being a better student is having an assignment when the teacher gives. But today, I realized that being a better student is not having a high grade, but it is about how you interact with other people, especially with your classmates.
Yeah, especially nowadays, some students aim to have a high grades without noticing that they forget how to communicate with other people or having a circle of friends. Anyway, let us discuss the learning to become a better student in a scientific way. Did you know that learning new knowledge and skills every day keeps the structure of the brain changing and increases its ability to learn?
You're right, Mawana. Development and learning are really the powerful agents of changes throughout one's life that induce structural and functional plasticity in the neural system of the brain. Oh, I think I should really read books in order for me to increase my ability to learn. You're right, Chrissy. But you can also increase your ability to learn through listening, recalling, and most important, are explaining and coaching. Oh, I see.
Kiara, I heard the word plasticity. Am I right? What does it mean?
Plasticity is from the word neuroplasticity, which it is the ability of the brain to change throughout one's life.
What do you mean by that?
When the brain is about to change, it could happen into two ways. It could be through an increase in the number of synapses between neurons or a change in the function and structure of the neurons. Oh, that's amazing!
You're right, Chrissy. Before we continue our topic, we would like to thank our sponsors for today. Holy Angel University, hashtag, make your best moments here. BDO, we find ways and into. Alright, let us continue our topic for today. I think our topic today is getting more scientific. Kiara, you said the word neurons. What are neurons?
Neurons are the basic building blocks of the neurons, nervous system that transmit impulses or messages. Oh, so they are the one who's responsible in delivering the messages from throughout the body to our brain. That's amazing. You're right, Chrissy. Example of this is when you accidentally touch a hot surface and you quickly remove your hand on that. Because of the neurons that transmit the message, it gives a message to your brain that it is a hot surface and you should remove your hand.
Oh, Kiara, what is metacognition?
Metacognition is the awareness of one's thinking and the strategies one uses to learn. It is defined as cognition about cognition or thinking about thinking.
Then, metacognition is about knowledge of our own thinking.
There are so-called metacognition knowledge, which includes knowledge of one's own cognitive abilities, knowledge of cognitive tasks, and knowledge of the strategies to complete the cognitive task.
How an individual controls his or her cognitive processes?
Through metacognition regulation. There are also called self-regulation learning or SRL. It is the process in which students systematically direct their thoughts, feelings, and actions towards the attainment of their academic goals. Self-regulated learning can be broken into three essential components.
What are these essential components?
The first one is cognition. It is the mental process involved in knowing, understanding, and learning. For example, while your teacher is discussing, all the ideas that you heard will come into your mind and your mind will processing all that you learned.
So, cognition is one of the responsible in order to process the ideas in our brain?
Yes, it is. Another one is metacognition, and as what I said a while ago, it is learning in order for you to learn. This learning will help you to cope up with your struggles and problems on academic matters. And last but not the least is motivation. It is willingness to engage our metacognitive and cognitive skills. In order for you to cope up with your problems successfully, you should engage your metacognitive and cognitive skills. As you have learned with strategies and techniques you should use, your mind should be followed.
As a student, I think this kind of learning will help me in my own decisions in life because it focuses you on what is right and what you should do.
I agree with you, Crazy. Let us now move on the general benefits of metacognition and self-regulation in learning. The first one is to increase student knowledge and understanding of different subject matters. What is your idea about this?
I am agree to that because if you have an awareness to your own thought, feelings, and emotions, you will learn to be a student with patience and understanding on struggles you encounter in your journey. It makes you matured enough to face those challenges.
I agree on that. As an adult and soon to be in the age of 20s, metacognition helps me to become matured enough because it gives me awareness how to handle my pressures as a college student.
It also stated here that it helps students choose the most appropriate and useful learnings, strategies to improve their learning capabilities.
As what I said a while ago, it's really helpful, especially to students like Rizzi. You will learn to be wise in choosing the right decisions in life.
Metacognition is really helpful.
You're right, Crazy. It also helps students to organize daily tasks in school.
Yes, because they know how to handle their tasks and learn how to manage their time.
And lastly, it also stated that it helps students identify their weaknesses and strengths in academic performance.
In the process of metacognition, you will notice that you're already aware on your strengths and weaknesses. You will know now where your abilities are fitted in some fields.
How to develop metacognition and self-regulated learning behaviors?
First, you need to set your short-term and long-term academic goals in your studies. As a student, you should know you want to be after a year, 5 years, and so on and so forth.
I think I would disagree with that. I think the students who have that kind of setup tend to have a pressure because they set their goals and they need to follow their plan no matter what happens.
Yes, we can consider that, but it is also for the future in order for them to be ready in the real world.
I'm neutral to this. Yes, we should focus at present, but it doesn't mean that we don't have care about the future. That's why we tried so hard today because it is for our future.
Anyway, we have different paths on our journey. So I guess it depends on the student.
Oh, okay, nice debate. Kiara, what is the second one?
The second one is make a self-help plan to achieve your academic goals. It is very important that your goals are well planned. If the plan A did not work, there should be a plan B so that anything you do will always be on a right path toward to your goals.
I agree with that. We should have alternative plans.
Next is monitoring your academic performance and progress. You should be consistent to this. If you have a good academic performance in this semester, make sure that it is the same in the next semester. Monitoring your progress will help you to know where your strengths and weaknesses are.
Yes, we need that. And the next one is...
The last but not the least is reflect on what you have learned and accomplished. It is very important that after you have been coped up with your problems, you acquired a lesson and you apply it in your journey.
To sum it all up, I know that every student have their own struggles and problems, not just with their studies, but also with their personal problems. I believe each one of us had acquired a lesson that we may use in the near future. Those we discussed were just strategies and techniques on how we handle our current situation. It will always depend on us if we will follow those or not. The most important is we able to learn on our mistakes and be ready for the future. Thank you for that wonderful conversation, Miss Crazy and Miss Kiara.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you so much.
I hope that our listeners have also acquired a lesson to us. Again, this is Voice Passion, and I am the host, Moana Tolosa. Thank you, followers, for listening. Bye!